Hi, I am Sarah Conley Presley, the marketing manager here at the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad, presenting the McNeil Uncorked. You can find us online at www.gsmr.com or give us a call at 1-800-872-4681.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Joining us this week on iWine Radio is Sarah Conley Presley, who's the marketing manager for the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad. We kind of set the stage about this a little bit when we spoke to Peter Fland of the French Broad Vignerons, and now we're getting straight from the horse's mouth. What is going on here? The potential for this expanding into a year-round event, but this summer are the inaugural dates of June 20th, July 18th, and August 15th. And Sarah, please tell us all about the McNeil Uncorked. What is involved? How can listeners reserve a seat? And as you said to me before we started recording, for this summer to begin with, there are not a lot of seat options, so people need to reserve their seat quickly.
Yes. Well, thank you, Lynn, so much for having me today. We are very, very excited about this new specialty car that we have added to our lineup here at the railroad. You know, we're always looking for ways that we can pair interesting product or interesting events with the railroad. Not everybody grows up, you know, wanting to ride a train or is even interested in trains. And so what we like to do is take things that people are interested in and combine those with a rail excursion, which obviously wine is one of those things a lot of people are interested in. And so we decided this year that we wanted to bring back the wine experience. You know, we had done it, at least 6 or 7 years ago where we actually did a full-blown wine train, and we may push ourselves to go back into something like that. But we did it a couple years ago, like I said, 6 or 7 years ago, and kind of said, okay, let's take a break. But we recognized in the last few years that the popularity and the demand for it was growing again. So we decided to do some test marketing and just some test events, and this is kind of what came from that. At the beginning of our calendar year, we sat down and decided what sort of new things do we want to add, and wine came back into the conversation, and there you have it. We had the great call from our friends over at French Broad and just sort of worked together. So what we've done is the McNeil Uncorked is our first class car, the McNeil. It's a very, very popular car in our lineups. It's probably booked into the most. And it does have a lot of history with the railroad. It was built in the 1940s and ran for the Powhatan Arrow, which was a premier passenger train that ran up and down the east. So from the 40s to about 1982 was the life of the car, the real heavy life of the car. Okay. And we acquired the car in 95, and it was actually acquired by our former owner. His name was Malcolm McNeil. And so that car was christened and dedicated in his honor just because of the type of quality caliber man that he was. And so we added that to our fleet, renovated it into a first-class car, and decided that, this needs to run year-round. So it's had great success on its own, but what we're anticipating with the addition of this wine, it's just going to completely sell out. There's roughly about 40 seats available in the car, and on that first class trip, it's going to be our standard, just top-of-the-line first-class service. It's going to be a full meal. There'll be a private car attendant there waiting on the needs. They also will receive, with this particular package, a commemorative wine glass that's going to have the GSMR logo etched in the glass, and then they'll also receive one of our really cool specialty tote bags, and lots of women actually find that tote bag very, very useful. So we see those sort of everywhere, grocery stores, shopping. Uh-oh. It's a really good accessory. And what we've done is we have paired 6 wines, and they can be paired with, honestly, any of our meal choices. We have 4 choices that we're going to allow our passengers to select from as far as our food. And the 6 wines that we're going to inevitably select will go along quite well with any meal. And we're going to have one of our, our volunteers from French Broad Vineyards come and do a narration on pretty much the history of wine in Western North Carolina specifically. And they're also going to be pouring and serving these samplings of wine. And so it's going to be spaced out throughout the entire ride, so your sampling doesn't happen all at the beginning. And our excursions are actually split by a layover. You're going to be heading into the Nantahala Gorge, which is a roughly 30-mile trip in, trip out. It goes to the Nantahala out Outdoor Center, which if you have not been to the Nantahala Outdoor Center, you should go because it's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. The rapids down there, they have Class 5 rapids and just really great scenery. Usually when we get into the NOC for a layover, there's people out on the river. There's lots of kayaks. There's lots of very skilled paddlers that are out there doing some awesome tricks and things just for people to be very much entertained. And it's a nice break once you've been on the train to step off and kind of really be immersed in nature. The NOC also is crossed over by the Appalachian Trail. So you can tell your friends when you walk down it maybe a little bit, say, hey, I was on the Appalachian Trail. I hiked it during my layover. So they could be impressed with that story as well. So you're going to have a couple samplings before you get to the layover destination. And then when you get back on the train, you'll enjoy dessert and then a couple more samplings as well. So it's going to be a full day experience. The round trip is 4.5 hours. And, you know, it's just going to be preparing to have a good time all day long. And we're going to take care of you. You'll have nothing to worry about. All you need is your ticket and to show up on time.
I've taken a couple train rides, but this idea of first class train or first class car, what does that mean? Because, I mean, I'm a Hercule Poirot fan. You know, I see that on Masterpiece Theater and Orient Express sort of thing. So, you know, for everybody who's not been on a first class train ride before, what does that feel like?
What does it feel like? Well, I equate it to, it's a throwback. It's a vintage throwback. You talked a lot about some of those older rail cars and even in sort of some of those older classic movies that you see where people are riding in passenger or dining cars. That's what it is. It's a throwback to just classic vintage first class treat. The tables, we've got four top tables where you can be sat in groups of four. We also have tables where they're just two, so it's a little bit more intimate. The seating is super, super plush, and there's large windows in the car, so you'll have some really, really great views. The car also is heated and cooled for comfort. You know, you never know what you're going to get when you are up here in the hills, as we say. It could be really, really warm or it could be a little chilly, but we're going to make sure that that's comfortable for you. There's also access to restrooms that are very easy as well, so that's a plus. And really, our car host and car attendant is going to take care of you. So I like to say there was a couple episodes back on Downton Abbey where they were traveling along the way in a dining car.
Yeah.
And some of those old throwbacks that you see, that's exactly what the car looks like. We've really tried to keep it true to the 1940s interior. Obviously, there's some modern upgrades to it, but it is. It's a very deep car. When you come in, you feel sort of you're in luxury. It's not, you know, it's not metal or modern or technology like that. It's a very classic, a very pretty, elegant car.
And the windows are shut. It's air conditioned, so it's not like, okay. And this is adult only because alcohol is being served. So this is 21 and over, and people cannot bring their kids.
That's right. This particular car is an adult-only car, and we actually found that, you know, couples and adults and grandparents, they enjoy that. We have plenty of room for our kid passengers that want to join us and other classes of seating, but we really have found that sometimes folks like to use the train as an excuse to get away.
Yes, yes,
as an excuse to leave those kitties at home and let them enjoy another activity, and they can have some adult fun together and not be disrupted and not, you know, have to worry about anything. It's all taken care of. So, yeah, you're in a car with all adults, and it's just very relaxing.
Sarah, when people make their reservation online at gsmr.com, is that when they make a choice for their entree, or do they make their entree choice when they're on the train?
Yes, their choice of entree will be decided when they book their reservation.
Okay.
And like you said, that's either online at gsmr.com, or they can give our 1-800 a number and speak to a reservationist. It's 1-800-872-4681, and they'll pick their entree there. They'll also pick their selection of dessert, and those are specified by our chef. So I do know that normally the cheesecake and or the chocolate cake is served, which both are absolutely excellent. If it was up to me, I would just skip the entree and eat the cake. I would be just fine eating chocolate cake and drinking wine for an entire 4.5 trip. I would be perfectly fine. So yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to as well.
Have you ever seen people come to the train specifically for this McNeil first class car dressed in 40s or 50s or 30s clothes?
In the past, we have actually. We've had some pretty diehard train fans who really want to enhance their experience. And a lot of times, that's great. Our car attendants they kind of have a throwback with their uniform. They've got a nice little bow tie and a nice little apron that gives them just a little bit of style to sort of accompany the car. But yeah, that's definitely an option. And we certainly can encourage it any way that's going to help you enjoy your trip. And if you want to dress up like you are, heading to Chicago for a night on the town, or something in a 1940s car, go right ahead. It's whatever makes you feel comfortable, whatever makes you enjoy yourself more. We want you to do that.
How do people get to Bryson City Depot? Is this like going to Asheville and then north? Or
we're actually west of Asheville, so we're okay. Right beside the Cherokee Indian Reservation. We literally border the reservation, so it's about an easy drive, about an hour and a half here to Bryson City, and our depot is located right downtown, so you really can't miss it. It's a very accessible area. Our parking is located very, very close, right across the street, and actually, your parking is now taken care of before you even get to the depot or get to your destination. That's all taken care of during your reservation as well, so, your space is there. All you got to do is just show up. This actual specialty car will depart at 10:30 in the morning. So we suggest that folks get here about an hour ahead of time just to make sure they give themselves some leeway. They can, kind of explore the town. And also, I'll say, when they get back into the depot after their day of excursion, the wines that will be featured on the car will also be available for purchase at one of our vendors right across from the depot. The Cottage Pass will also have the wine. So that's a really good thing. You'll be able to try it on the train, and then as soon as you get off, if you want to go purchase a bottle, just walk just a few feet, and then there you are. You can purchase it there.
What kind of elevation is Bryson City?
We are above 3,500, and you usually will stay on that elevation even when you go into the gorge. The interesting thing about the Nantahala Gorge is that's an actual Cherokee name. Nantahala, or Nantahala, as you'll hear pronounced, means noonday sun. And the reason that they named that area Nantahala is because that region, that valley, does not see the light of the sun until noon, until 12 o'clock on the dot. You can time your watch to it. It's perfect. And so that stays a little bit chilly just because it's in the shadow, but it's definitely true. As soon as 12 o'clock rolls around, you'll start seeing the sun peek over that gorge and into the valleys. So you'll be definitely getting a little bit of a history lesson on the area as well as your wine.
And for people coming from outside of the area, if they are on gsmr.com or they call you directly at 1-800-872-4681, would there be advice regarding hotels or where to spend the night and dine if they're going to stay or be there the day before?
Absolutely. The wonderful thing about Bryson City is we are a small town, but there's strength in those small numbers. We have quite a few options when you're here in town for hotels. There's quite a few bed and breakfasts. We also have some very lovely dining that's here downtown as well. And it's going to be summer, so the place is really going to be hopping and really going to be full blast. So when you're on our website, you can definitely go to our Explore tab and see some of the things that are in our surrounding area. And also when you're on the phone, you can simply just ask reservationists of anything that they suggest, and they'll be happy to accommodate or suggest some places to stay and places to eat for you.
Sarah Conley-Presley, Marketing Manager for the Great Smoky Mountains Railroad, presenting the McNeil Uncorked First Class Car June 20th, July 18th, and August 15th. And you need to make your reservation now. Sarah, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Creelo-Chamberlain.